This is Jim Lloyd with Folk on Two. Tonight we have recordings from the Reading Step Dance Festival, Sidmouth Festival and the Crown Folk Club in Edinburgh. But this week we start, sadly, with the news of the passing of one of the great figures of the folk world, A.L. Lloyd. It was largely the influence of Bert Lloyd with Ewan McColl which brought about the British folk revival in the 50s. As a singer, collector, writer and lecturer, he spread the word and the music. He was a major force behind Topic Records, working with artists like the Watersons, and there can be few folk singers today who don't have a copy of the Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, which he edited with Ralph Vaughan Williams. Above all, he was a friend and advisor to the younger singers of the folk revival, and he'll be sadly missed. Here's a recording of Bert Lloyd he made right back at the beginning of the folk revival, his folk revival, in 1951.
Come all you young fellas that carry a gun, I'll have you come home by the light of the sun. For young Jimmy was a fowler and a fowling alone, when he shot his own true love in mistake for his swan. As young Polly went out in a shower of rain, she hid under the bushes her beauty to gain. With her apron thrown over her, and he took her for a swan. And he aimed and he fired and shot Polly's own. Well, home run young Jimmy with his dog and his gun, crying, "Uncle, dear uncle, have you heard what I've done? Oh, cursed be that old gunsmith, what made my old gun? For I've shot my own true love in mistake for his swan." Then out rushed bold uncle with his locks hanging grey, crying, "Jimmy, dear Jimmy, don't you run away. Oh, don't you leave your own country till your trial do come on, or they never would hang you for shooting a swan." Well, the funeral of Polly, it was a brave sight, with 420 young men and all dressed in white. And they carried her to the graveyard, and they laid her in the clay. And they said, "Farewell, Polly," and went weeping away. Now the girls of this country, they're all glad, we know, to see Polly Vaughan a lying so low. You could gather them into a mountain, and you could plant them in a row, and her beauty would shine among them like a fountain of snow. Well, the trial wore on, and young Polly did appear, crying, "Uncle, dear uncle, let Jimmy go clear. For my apron was thrown over me, and he took me for a swan. And he made my poor heart bleed all on the green ground."
A recording from the BBC Sound Archives of the late A.L. Lloyd singing Polly Vaughan. And we'll be looking at the work and influence of Bert Lloyd on the folk revival in our programme on the 9th of November. Well, now we look back to last Saturday. Last Saturday, 150 enthusiasts gathered together for a clog and step dance festival. Not in Lancashire or Durham or any of the more likely strongholds of the clog, but in the Berkshire community of Twyford. The occasion was Reading Step and Traditional Dance Group's fourth annual festival. an occasion which brought dancers from Cornwall and Sheffield, from Northumbria and Wales. It was a fully practical festival, with 7 workshops running throughout the day. Keeping an eye on them was someone who's taken an interest in Reading Cloggies for several years now, Sam Sherry. As a long-time champion himself, I wondered what he thought of the standard of dancing.
Well, the standard is getting better and better. It's really delightful for me to see the standard that's being reached now. When I came on the scene about 15 years ago, the standard was pretty bad. And the way it's progressed over the last 15 years is quite amazing, really. And the good part about it is that so many people are now working out their own original steps, so that the whole thing is a moving tradition now. It's not a static tradition, which I think is good.
Ian Dunmer teaching the East Fife clog hornpipe. Ian Dunmer was one of the founders of Reading Cloggies back in 1965. Since then, the group's developed a considerable reputation, not only as dancers, but also for their research and promotional work. The organisation of this highly successful festival obviously calls for considerable dedication from the members, and I asked Ian what they got out of it.
Those of us who are running the classes get the satisfaction of passing something on to some other people. But most of the group members, in fact, spend the day getting meals ready and moving furniture and that sort of thing, and I don't know what satisfaction they get except that they've contributed to the whole thing. If we manage to make a profit out of it, and so far we have made a bit of money, mainly on the evening barn dance, to which anybody can come, mostly local people come to that, if we make a bit of profit, it goes towards the... we have a filming section, I suppose. Two members in particular of the group, Anne-Marie Hume and Peter Clifton, are involved, along with Barry Callaghan of Sheffield Polytechnic, in making archival films of old-time dancers. The main purpose, really, is to preserve the steps so that in future generations people can look at them and say that's really how they used to do it.
One of the traditional dancers they filmed is Sammy Bell, a Northumbrian champion who originally retired from dancing in 1937. After a 40-year break, he started again, and as he puts it, he now fills in a spot with the Reading Cloggies. On Saturday, he was teaching them a dance he developed over 50 years ago. I asked him what it was called.
That's the Northumberland Durham hornpipe. You see. Now, that is comprised of, I would say, three... This is in the nicest way. Three really good dancers. And they're the steps that I composed this little sequence from. I'll tell you why this come about, because I used to do numerous steps when I was a young lad, in my teens. And two or three of these chaps, which I met in the course of competitions and that, they said to me, how many steps are you doing? I said, well, so and so. Well, you're doing too many. So they said, the best thing to do, not waste your time, get some nice little steps together and do that and throw the others out the window, which I did. Well, now, I can't get many back in through the window, you see? So I'm putting a little routine out here, which is comprised of some of Jimmy Elwood, some of Eddie May's, and some of George Golightly's, and a couple of Rianne, what I've made up, you see.
And how does it feel to be dancing again?
Very, very nice. Very nice. The only trouble is my weight is a big problem, because when I was dancing, I was only 7'6". I'm 13'6" now. And when I got to jump these back heels and different things, it's not tease, but it doesn't look the same, and it doesn't feel the same.
From Sammy Bell, who was dancing over 50 years ago, to someone who's relatively new to it. In Jennifer Millist's step dance class, I saw Ashley Hutchings stepping out. Now, while he took a break from the reels and country dances, I asked him what brought him to the festival.
Well, I'm partly here for enjoyment. I was here last year for the first time and had a smashing time dancing all day. Decided to come back this year, but this time I brought some friends with me, and that's the other answer to your question. The friends are people who I'm involved with in forming a new dance team, and I suppose we're picking up hints and perhaps even picking up one or two people to recruit. It'll be a dance team which well, we think will be unique because it won't be based on any of the traditions, ritual, or even country dance traditions. It will be a bit of a magpie team. We'll take steps and figures from all over the place and from various centuries, and we'll stick it together and we'll come up with something which we hope is a sort of a dance equivalent of the music that I've been involved in. You know, something which is a combination of the old and the new. So it will have modern elements in it.
You say you're looking for dancers here today. If anyone listening to Folk on Two this evening wanted to be involved in it, would you be interested in talking to them?
Oh, certainly. Yes, absolutely. As long as they've got open minds and a sense of fun, as well as being good dancers. Either sex, of course. It's going to be a mixed side. Then it would be smashing if they contacted me. And maybe if they could do it through you.
Ashley Hutchings at Reading Step and Traditional Dance Groups Festival last Saturday in Twyford. And if you'd like to talk to Ashley about joining his new dance group, drop him a line, care of Folk on Two, and we'll pass your letters on.